Martin Kilcoin and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon. Now, here's a classic segment of The Morning Grind featuring Martin on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Yeah!
Oh, no, I didn't know we were back on the air.
Woo! 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind, Thursday edition here on the flagship for all things Hoosier. We'll do Hoosiers and Hummers National Mortgage. That's at 9 o'clock.
I have been emailed by a South City source, my South City
Hoosier.
Deep Throat,
Hoosier.
That there is
Throat Slasher?
Something going on with one of the members of this radio program.
Boy, I can't imagine who that might be.
With not taking care of their grounds.
Let me just read this email. I love it. Thank God Bernie is on in the morning. I can listen to him and switch to Frank at 10. Keep up the childish batter.
Signed, 590 Management.
Keep up the childish batter.
Batter? Is that like Eddie Vedder? A childish batter?
Big Irish.
You got to be kidding
me. Who's it from, the cat?
Evan Crocker, KFNS
GM,
General Manager.
Yes.
Hey, Management. Joggers. Joggers.
Hey, Joggers.
Okay, Joggers.
Yeah, he's a teacher in kindergarten, it looks like.
Yeah, he's
terrific
a jogger.
Stuff.
You can email
the batter.
That's what it says right there.
Hey, batter. Childish batter available here, and you can email us, themorninggrind@kfns.com, a Joe Paluzzi prize pack on the line. Now, the much-heralded return, not just of Ryan Fitzpatrick on Sunday, which apparently is a big secret, even though the only healthy quarterbacks right now are Fitzpatrick and Smoker.
You ever see Smoker in practice?
Not a whole lot, other than standing around. But that return is much heralded, but nothing compares to the return of one of the most, well, I don't know, overrated segments we've ever had. The Cat's Pajamas.
It's time for a look inside what the cat is feeling, what he likes, and what makes him purr. It's the Cat's Pajamas.
And when he's done, we're going to allow for some rebuttals.
You are such a sissy.
Not just me, but the
listeners
as well.
All right, 969-0590, listen to the Cat's Pajamas and then rip
and then
him.
Go after
Can you
him.
Feel the excitement? Can you feel it? The energy.
I'm starting
back in the show.
Where did the cat
Let me tell you,
go to dinner the other night?
I used to have an agent represent me. I don't anymore. But if I were in jail and I was talking to him by telephone, it wouldn't exactly be the Cat's Pajamas if the conversation went something like this. That's the wrong bite. Right off the bat, we got the wrong bite. All right, we got to hear that again. This is...
Give me the setup one more time. I'm sorry.
This is Danton talking to David Frost from a jail cell in California.
You're kidding me.
So let's take a look. It's kind of disturbing. Let's listen again. You getting this? He's saying, do you love me? One more time. Do you love me? Yeah. Yeah. Say it. Say it. One more time. Let's hear it again. Ew.
Did you add the music?
Ew.
Yeah, where's the music coming from? Is that real? Is that honestly? It sounds like something out of Days of Our Lives.
No, this
is the audio
from a jailhouse. Can I talk
ahead.
Here, Martin? This is from a special done by the CBC. That we aired on the Midwest Sports Report on Fox Midwest last night. We're
going to
have more of
it
tonight, but it's pretty interesting stuff. We're going to end up airing the whole special, but they break some new ground in the Dan case, including some photos that apparently were taken of Danton when he was at an outing at Frost when he was a kid.
Where yeah, cabin boy.
Naked, tied to a bed or something, and they have clips that a lot of them I had heard by being in the courtroom during the Danton proceedings. I'd never heard this. This kind of, to me, puts it in perspective. It's not good.
Oh, my God.
That's Frosty there. We could hear that one more time. It's Frosty with that scratchy voice, but Danton sounds kind of off, too. That's when he was, remember, he was first arrested in California after the Blues played the Sharks out there. That's a recording from when he was
As I said, a jail cell.
But I'm saying
California,
when he was in California. Remember, they took him a while to get back here, where they transferred him back. That's the conversations. I guess they got all the audio recordings in California before he came back to St. Louis.
And we're going to have more of this on the Midwest Sports.
Basically, the
Fox
60
tonight.
Minutes of Canada is doing the big expo.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we got it. Okay, the Cards getting A.J. Burnett would obviously be the Cat's Pajamas. He's reportedly talking about a 5-year deal. Would the Cards go, and again, as I'll set this up with people running the sound, would the Cards go for a 5-year contract?
Generally speaking, we have not gone 5 years with pitchers.
Now, that's Walt Jocketty. I talked to him a little while ago on Fox Midwest, and I can tell you right now, talking to folks there.
The most highly produced Cats pajamas ever.
The Cardinals are actually debating whether or not that they would extend a fifth year to Burnett, and that could be the make or break, because apparently, money-wise, they feel they might be in the ballpark. They don't give out five-year deals for pitchers, and this is the decision that the Cardinals have to make. Well, Jocketty's saying it right there. They usually don't do it. Now, you know what's a cat's pajamas? Being a big-time sports director at a big TV station everyone knows you, especially the coaches.
You know what I do, Tom? I said, Mike, I'm telling you the same thing you would tell me if I was in your position.
Yeah, let's hear that one again. This is Mark Kilcoyne at Rams Park talking to Joe Vitt. Asked a very funny question. Al Haig, I'm in charge here. And, you know, he's a big-time sports director, that Martin Kilcoyne. Let's hear that again.
You know what I do, Tom? I said, Mike, I'm telling you the same thing you would tell me if I was in your position.
Tom Kilcoyne, way to go. You'll get your chance to rebut. Can we just continue on with the segment? Get over yourself. All right, here's some things that I
really
hate about Christmas shopping at the mall.
What?
Things I hate about Christmas shopping at the mall.
What are you doing Christmas shopping?
My wife celebrates Christmas. I got to do some shopping.
God.
So you buy her stuff. She doesn't have to buy you anything.
Yeah, she does. I get Christmas presents.
Wow. Ah!
I don't know if you noticed this, but why are there like 30 people standing by the fragrance counter trying to run you down with a sample spray bottle?
Yeah, why do they do that? That's a fair question.
Who are these cologne rangers? And why? Hold on. And why must they be so aggressive?
Writing.
And why must they be so aggressive as they try to hit you with their best shot? I feel like Clarice Starling walking by that cell that holds multiple MIGs, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
I'm still focused on Cologne Ranger. Writing. Nyack's got to be happy about that. Send that up to the old school.
Is there some sort of outbreak at the mall of large gangs running through the mall stealing racks of leather coats?
OMG.
I don't know if you notice this, but they're all locked down.
They are.
Tables. And God forbid you need to try on a jacket. You call over the sales associate, and it takes that guy named Seth, the sales associate, about 20 minutes to discover the fact that he doesn't know how to unlock the jackets. And a quick note to larger families who may or may not be from St. Charles. The mall is not a theme park. I love kids, I do, but I don't need to be climbing over them to get to the top of the escalator. If your kids really need to run free and rampage, there's a more appropriate place, maybe church. And that's the Cat's Pajamas.
And that was the Cat's Pajamas.
Thank you.
I'm on board with what a lot
Hayes
of the Cat
on
episode.
The Morning Grind.
Cat may be the first guest of I'm Unhappy.
Nice.
Tim's new Sunday
Welcome
Night
to
Talk
the show.
Show on the Two Fox.
Welcome to the show.
So you heard him say Tom. We all heard Tom.
Come on, it's just jokes, Marty.
No, I know.
He's sensitive about this.
No, I'm not sensitive about it, but I was concerned that he did call
me
Tom.
What happened here, all right, guys? Timmerman asked a question, and
Tim? What do I have? I'm holding here the press clippings for
right, head coach.
They have their kids out there, whatever they are, the assistants, helpers, transcribe everything that is said by the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious because everybody's having fun. You can call me Tom. I don't really care. It's like the day Ray King said, oh, yeah, and you and Jim who? And he looked down at my name tag because he didn't know my name.
Jim who?
I'm aware. No, my name.
No.
So read here that final question there.
All right, so we got on whether he ever tells Coach Mart that he has the team under control and to relax.
Which was the Al Haig question, but the young kids don't know what that means.
You know what I do tell him? I say...
No, what I do tell him.
Oh.
You know what I do tell him?
He's saying, you know what I do tell him.
Wait, let's hear it again. Let's hear
you
it
know,
again.
You know what I do, Tom? I said, Mike, I'm telling you the same
Dude,
thing you would
now,
tell me.
Now, is this an inaccurate transcription? Is it Tom or tell him?
It sounds like tell him.
Tom.
Let's listen to it more time, please.
You're pulling Al Haig and say, listen, Mike, I got this stuff. Right? You know what I do, Tom? I said, Mike, I'm telling you the same thing you would
I
tell
know. At the end, it does sound like there's an M.
This goes
but
back.
But that would be from the hymn.
But this goes back to
Not
a week ago.
Tom.
Where
but it's still.
Jim Thomas wrote in his article about.
That was the best. I can't believe we missed that.
Said if any players don't want to be here, just let it snow. Just let it snow. So the next day after practice, Artis, friend of the show, the PR guy, had tipped off the coach. Because Vince, a guy who really doesn't read the papers. But Artis tipped him off about it. And he comes in and goes, hey, you got your recorder on it? Jesus, I let it snow? what am I, Burl Ives? And he went off, and it was hilarious. It was very funny stuff.
It was classic. I saw that.
Wait, to me, this is another example, though, of you got to listen very closely to what he says. And after what you don't have, Kat, is afterwards where he said, he looked at me and goes, do you love me? Say it. Do you?
That was awkward.
I was once working at a radio station, news radio, and a guy did a story on an execution. And they come out and they say what the guy requested for his last meal. It was like the big story of the day. And the guy said, his last meal, a piece of steak. And our reporter said, for his last meal, he had a pizza steak.
I wouldn't mind a pizza steak, I got to tell you.
Yeah, Tail, bring some in.
Pizza steak, bring some in. So is it Tom? You can call me Tom.
Let me hear it one more time. Zapruder.
You know what? You know what I do, Tom? I said, Mike, I'm telling you.
And in the background, on the video of this, you can see artists start to crack up because he thinks I just got called Tom.
Martin, guys, he said, tell him not Tom. All right, he knows me. He knows me.
I guarantee he does not know my name.
Can I ask for a quick poll from our listeners? What they think?
Yeah. Do you think it's Tom or and another question could be
969-0590 calling. Do you think it was tell him or do you think it was Tom? I'm honestly still up in the air on this.
Do you want me to change my name to Tom?
Sure.
I'm okay with that.
Do it.
And the cat's pajamas overall, stay or go?
I say stay. I thought he did a nice job with it. I think the Danton Frost thing is horrific. Is horrific.
Frightening. Frightening.
Unsettling. I say unsettling.
AJ Burnett, would you? David Frost, did you?
Dan just called in and said, I didn't say I love you. He said, I got gloves. If you listen, you can hear. I said, I got gloves.
That's the kind of thing Frost would use in as an excuse.
Hey, it's Frosty.
That's how he describes himself if you talk to him on the
phone. He calls himself Frosty?
He does call himself Frost.
Oh, boy, that's the gayest thing. That's the gayest thing yet.
Yeah, we'll do something here.
All right.
We're going to do a poll. We're going to turn this into a big crutch Thursday, aren't we?
Mark,
Tom or Tom?
Mark, you're on 590 The Fan. Was it Tom or Tom?
No, it was Tom.
All right, there's one vote for Tom.
Hey, we need some more Sandy Miller talk, Tim.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm on board with that, but in case things would happen at Channel 2, I'd feel a little weird about working there.
When you get your new pilot?
When I get my new show. Hey, Sandy, you want to come on the I'm Unhappy show?
All right,
show?
So Mark.
Plus, I know her husband, which makes it even stranger.
Mark votes for Tom, and do you vote for the cat's pajamas to stay or go?
Stay.
Thank you, sir.
I'm on board with the cat's pajamas, at least, and I'm on board with Travis Knight.
Lucky, what do you think?
I think it was Tom.
Ooh, oh, tied at one apiece.
How about the pajamas?
It was Talon?
No, not Talon.
Oh,
not
sorry.
Talon.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Tie for first.
Tell him.
You want the pajamas?
No, I like the cat's pajamas.
Oh, that's the best.
That was pretty good.
I actually liked it, too. I just thought of a chance I could get somebody to crush
you
it.
You got to really sell things if you want to try it.
Bill, you're on 590 The Fan.
I agree with Lucky. He said tell him.
Tell him.
So that's two votes for tell him.
We
got
to go back to the whole Let It Snow thing, and then you would have indication of his previous work.
Aren't tell him?
Cat's pajama stays.
Y.A. Tittle? What?
Oh, it's a runaway hit. It's catching you. They may have you doing this all afternoon. Every day at 8:05, 12:05, and 3:05.
Yeah, I was doing Atlanta.
Jason, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, it's Tom.
Tom.
Good for you.
Hold on, Jason. Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again. 2-2 is the score.
You ever pull an Al Haig and say, listen, Mike, I got this stuff. Right? You know what I do, Tom? I said, Mike, I'm telling you.
I'm going to go on board with Tom. I'm on board with Tom.
I don't care what the forensic evidence is. I'm saying Tom.
I'm going with
how
Tom.
How about right after that, though, he says, what I do tell him, right after he said.
Yeah, you know what I do, saying, Tom? You know what I tell him, Tom?
Tom, tell him. Tell him, Tom. Andy, you're on 590.
You didn't ask him the other part of the question.
It was Tom.
Yeah,
4-2 is the score.
The cat's pajamas is a runaway hit. I give up on that. Bruce, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, cat's pajamas wonderful today, so I say it stays. And
wonderful.
I think he said Gina Lynn.
He said Gina Lynn, and then Travis Knight, who I'm on
Do
board.
Wait a minute. Play that again. Let's see if he said Gina
Frosty.
Lynn.
You know what? You know what I do, Tom?
Gina Lynn.
I said, Mike, I'm telling you.
Mother of God, how does he know about her?
I thought he might. I thought with the Al Haig thing, he might say something funny. Our producer, Chris Pelican, said, "Who's Al Haig?"
Nice base of knowledge.
Young Andy went to St. Louis U High.
Adam,
Pelican's
you're on 590
The Fan.
If you listen closely, I think he actually said some. Yeah.
Some young boy, Martin's basement. What?
Cat's pajamas?
No. Yes, he says some. Listen again.
Yeah, I don't think so. But do you want the pajamas to stay?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
All right, I'll let it go.
We close the polls on that.
Jason, you're on 590 The Fan.
I thought it was tell him.
So 4-3, and then one vote for some young boy.
Well, I'm gonna keep... as cat's pajamas, I'll vote for it to stay as long as you get rid of Ask Tony.
Ooh. You don't like Ask Tony.
That's not right. That segment is sacred to us.
That is pretty sacred.
All right, thanks.
You ought to hear Martin during the breaks. He's hilarious.
It's actually Askany. It's not Ask Tony.
4-3 it's to Askany. 1 is the score.
With the, what is this, like a blues record? 4-3-1-2. Huh? Zip codes or records? Dave, you're on 590 The Fan.
Hey, I just use my voice analyzer and it just say T to the O to the M.
T to the O to the M.
Man, it's like a remix from the PFG in 1992.
All right, I'm going to lose this one. All right, well, it's Tom, Martin, no, Tom, Tim.
So he thinks your name's Jim. Tom.
That's great.
Look at Coach Bid on the horn.
What does he call you, the cat?
Life is good.
Did he call you the cat?
Yeah, he calls me Skipper.
There you have it, the return of the cat's pajamas and a name change. This is 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind. 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind, Big Gladiator Monday here. We play clips to get Tim fired up before each segment.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't ya?
Once the guys started singing Air Supply, really opened the gates here.
The cat, for the last half hour, has been doing nothing but going on the internet
research
and looking at pictures of the Air Supply guy. You only needed one picture to know that this guy
I wasn't was certain, but now I have my opinion.
What is it?
He might be a little light in the...
Is he a bedazzler?
No, he is not. That's clear.
Bedazzler's like some fat woman that lives like in South County.
Doing stitching?
Yes.
And making the shirts. Jen bolted quickly, by
JC
the way.
JC Lynn.
She is just out of her. She's having her tonsils
out. Tim didn't
out.
Hit on her today, and that pissed her off.
She's all worried about her tonsils. I mean, kids have it done left and right.
I don't know. I guess she says it's bad, though, when you get them done when you're older.
I guess
it's like a root canal or something.
Apparently we didn't
or,
see
it. Getting your wisdom. I still haven't had my wisdom teeth pulled. Have you guys had those done?
No.
Oh, yeah, a while ago. Jews usually don't have wisdom teeth.
Need the wisdom.
Is that true?
Need the wisdom.
Jimmy the Greek said something on NFL today back in 83.
My wisdom teeth. Big Rams Monday here on the grind talking Air Supply. We have a call now that's Air Supply
we
slash
can't get away from it. We've been
Rams.
Talking about Air Supply for the last hour.
We asked the question, how did Mike Martz honestly feel watching the Rams pull that game out?
Would the Rams have won with Mike Martz on the sideline yesterday? I believe the answer is no.
If they'd been able to get a phone to Steve Fairchild, would they have called a different game yesterday? Joe Vitz have an angioplasty today. Kat, is he going to be at this 3 o'clock presser?
I would hope not. I would hope not. After a look, we got Chase.
Can they have an acting
out? And she's afraid, you know, that she's going to be out for a month. This guy's going to have a balloon inserted into one of his arteries in his heart. Take a nap afterwards.
Can they have an acting interim head coach to meet with us and go over the big win?
I emailed a suggestion. Just have artists give the news conference.
Making fun of my club, man. You guys on the radio talking like Air Supply crap.
All right, we gave the ball to Jackson. That's that. Yeah.
Your impressions are racially insensitive and offensive.
Are the Joe Vitz one?
He thinks
that's fine. Insensitive because it's South Jersey.
Wait, by the way, artists
I don't
think
talk
he should
to
get
you
paid.
Guys, okay? I got a football team. I don't know about gladiator crap. Go ahead, Jim.
Artist thinks he should get paid because we reference him on the show. He thinks he deserves some sort of salary.
No, really.
Producer Joe's been saying that for you. We're not going to pay him. Just because we talk about him doesn't matter. Joe Vitt, 2-1. And the Vitt Kool-Aid, I was killing Burwell yesterday because he wrote, hey, let's consider this guy. And I realized a lot of times as a columnist, you just do it to create conversation. But if they keep winning, then you have to at least give them a fair shake.
Absolutely. And he beat a team that is a very good team. I think a team that's going to be in the playoffs. And they did so. They played a solid game. I thought that was a good game to watch. And as I was driving down to the Flannery's location for our post-game show, I watched the first three quarters at my place and then drive down there. I was thinking to myself, even if they lose this thing, I still would be impressed by the performance because they're playing a team that's very good. And they played well. They ran the football. They ran it well in the second half. They kept Taylor in check after a disastrous first half. They called the game well. Outside of the challenge on the Wilford touchdown, I thought it was rock solid. It was just refreshing to watch. It was fun to be a Rams football fan again.
The most impressive win as an organization since when? Maybe the at Seattle game last year when they came back and won it in overtime when we were in L.A. watching that during the playoffs?
I guess. I don't know.
Pittsburgh 03.
That game was a better comeback, but you consider
how solid.
You consider how shorthanded. I mean, it's tough to be solid when you're missing six starters, and they were pretty solid.
I would point out, I'm going through, actually I have the whole schedule right here. They played an incredible game against the Minnesota Vikings in 2003. That was late in the season. And in that game, ironically, they ran the ball more than they passed it, 23 runs, 21 passes. And then also at Pittsburgh, another game where they ran, and that was with Arlen Harris at running back. That was a really impressive win. Also a balanced attack on that one, 37 pass plays, 34 runs. But this yesterday against a good team, a team that, again, I would be very surprised if they weren't in the playoffs. And I'm talking about the Jaguars there. I mean, that's the type of thing you can build on. You go into a bye week beating team like that, and the way you did it. See, after they beat Arizona, after they beat Tennessee, and after they beat New Orleans, I'm like, yeah, they won, but God, they didn't play very well, and that doesn't look like a good football team. This looked like a good football team yesterday. It's exciting to see.
Fifth in the NFL, I believe, in total defense, the Jaguars. Pretty good. Their front guys are very good.
Well, those two guys in the middle, they've spent number ones.
Stroud and Henderson.
Just like the Rams. And in our pregame, I was mocking the fact that the Rams number ones haven't been very good. Now, Pickett had a great game, but Stroud and Henderson didn't do anything.
And what you do with those guys is you pound the ball, and you keep that defense on the field. That's what the running game does. That's what the Rams did.
And the Rams players often will reference that, too. Kind of nice to not have to pass block every single time.
The offensive line loved yesterday's game, if I had to wager.
There is no question about that. And now you get the bye. If you were 3-5 with all the things going on, I'm not saying the team would have packed it in, but I think the morale and the mood around that team would have been horrendous if you're 3-5 heading to the bye. Instead, you're 4-4 and you've got Seattle on deck. What am I missing here? Again,
Turn around. You don't want to look.
Turn around.
I don't want to look?
Just do it. Snickers only. There's a man in a Halloween costume with a very, very nervous shake. This is my twin brother.
Oh, God. What inning is this?
We've got a trick-or-treater. Joe, I think only you can go handle this.
Oh, no.
It's Coach Martz.
He's coming from Alaska. We're not wasting time. Bye.
Joe, I think this would be good play-by-play. Joe, go out there and address the gentleman, and we can give him commentary through the glass. We have a man in
Let him in. Let's put him on.
Oh, you really want to put this guy on. Yeah, look at our sales manager, Jeff Stone's walking in, and he's getting the
Wizard Joe set on the board. The guy's really creeping me out, and we're making Joe
he
out
is.
There.
Bring him in. Maybe he'll kill Tim.
Maybe it's Rudy. It's a man in a mask. And now that everybody in the building is now frightened, as am I. I think
does he really have the shakes?
Don't I see him? Yeah, I guarantee he really does.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't.
You know, that left hand is shaking.
Come on in here, Joe.
No, yeah, that's really a problem.
Joe's really freaked out.
Joe is very frightened. It's almost as if work is confronting him. He's that frightened. Joe, what's going on? What can you tell us about
this?
What's
some
going
of the scariest crap I've ever seen.
A visitor at Windows.
I told Joe I'm creeped out. He's a deaf mute. He's got a card that says I'm a deaf mute. I don't know, man. That stuff's creeping me out, though.
Is he playing the part on Halloween of a deaf mute?
That left hand is shaking.
I don't know. It's kind of creeping me out.
That's real, Tim.
That's remember the movie Blazing Saddles?
I just thought this was like one of these young freaks that listens to the show is coming in and playing a joke, but now I'm starting to think it's real, and if it is real, it's horrific. It's right outside our glass. There's a man standing there with a mask. I looked up, and my initial reaction was to jump. Burrow's out there talking. Yeah,
jump
scary.
Jump like what? Like House of Pain?
Jumping. Like House of Pain. That's how I would have jumped. But he's got now he keeps better. Oh, good. Now he's doing pornographic bumper stickers in our window. Better a BJ than.
Burrow's mostly for.
Oh, nice. This actually might work out for us.
Finish him! Finish him!
Take the money.
I tell you what, Greg Marisek looks frightened of
him. He was really frightened.
Oh, now he's overlooking like the other offices. This is really freaky.
I wish he has a left hand
that is shaking like nobody's business.
Oh, my God.
It is shaking like a
hurricane. What does that bag say? Snickers only?
We don't have any Snickers.
This is some of the freakiest damn stuff I've ever. Producer Joe, seriously, is scared to death. He has a mask on and like a stocking cap.
Get him to take
jacket.
The mask. I'll give him $20 to take the mask off. Maybe that'll get him.
You gonna go out there and talk to this guy?
Yeah. Nobody go. I'm gonna go.
Yeah. Okay.
$20 to take the mask.
The beautiful thing about
this might be the worst thing
we have in here, Tim, is I always want to bring these guys in because if there was ever trouble, I would push you right into the first.
Like when Edmonds came in and attacked us.
Yeah.
Martin is right now leaving the studio and he's going outside to talk to this guy.
He's
gonna give me $20.
The guy's a deaf mute. So how's he gonna talk to him?
It's a great question.
Martin is a tiger.
I bet he is, too. He's going out to talk to this guy. Now the guy's reaching in the bag that says Snickers only on it. And Martin is going to... Martin will not...
He won't leave the
Martin will not.
There he goes.
And this, okay, now the deaf mute is handing Martin a sign that says, I am a deaf mute. That left hand hasn't stopped shaking.
No, when last time it stopped shaking? Him drop some and pick it up. It was still shaking.
Okay, and he keeps looking at us. I think he's looking at you, and he's pitching a tent.
Well, we all have tents.
Martin gave $20 to take the mask off, but he will not. Producer Joe's back out there again. Producer Joe is trying to communicate with Martin to write a sign to him to have him take the mask off. I really don't know if I want to see the man without a mask. I'm honestly freaked out by the whole thing. What are you doing, Producer Joe?
I gave him a dry erase pen so he could write on the glass. Since he's a deaf mute, he can't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
So Martin said he'd rather write on a piece of paper. I thought it'd be more funny if you could like read what Martin was writing.
Honestly, I don't want to see the man. I don't want to see him take the mask off. I don't think this is anything that's going to be enjoyable. I bet there's a reason this man who has shown up.
Well, it's Halloween.
With a mask.
Well, it's Halloween.
It has a mask on. Yeah, I understand. But, I mean, I think obviously we got some issues here. Has this guy ever visited the 5-Man of Fan?
Well, I don't know what he looks like.
World Headquarters?
I don't know. I've never seen the shakes before.
How did he...
The shakes is what's got you scared?
It creeps me out. I mean, the mask is one thing, but the shakes, I thought he was going to come and shoot somebody.
Where does a deaf mute shop for their Halloween costume?
Now he's the right hand. Where does a deaf mute...
Oh, no.
Martin just handed him $20 and asked him to take the mask off. That left hand is it's like a 7.3 on the Richter scale.
I don't know if he can read, and he's pointing at it.
Oh, Martin, how you doing?
We finished by the Rams yesterday, Joe Vitt. How about that?
This is
most uncomfortable that I've probably ever been.
What's going on?
I can't tell if he's real or not, but I think it.
No, he's real. I'm telling you, the shake.
Left hand shaking like crazy, but the right hand wasn't. And I gave him a pen and paper, and I gave him basically what amounts to a 590 questionnaire. I said, "What is your name? Where do you live? Are you a fan of the show?" And I have a blue. He has a blue pen and a piece of paper. There's a poor woman walking by now.
The people that are walking.
Look at his right hand is not shaking. And when I gave it to him, he had his right hand flopping like crazy. So I'm not convinced it's real.
How did this happen?
I believe it's real,
Joe.
I believe it's real.
Or Jim. I believe we're being punked.
I know. Now the right hand's
gone. Now the right hand's
gone.
See,
you know what I mean?
Producer Joe seriously losing it. He can't look.
It is a big Halloween Monday here on the grind. I don't know how you segue off of this. We're having a great Rams discussion, and
I don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah, I wish I could paint a better picture for you.
I guess I can take a. I'll take a picture.
Thank you.
I wish I could go back in time, and this would never happen.
He is I'm looking closer. He has a dark black beard under it, so I've got him at about 50. He is coming off as potentially a homeless person who's dressed up for Halloween.
I have the camera with me today.
He's got a left hand.
Well, now he's got $20.
Well, no, I said $20 to take the mask.
Oh, you never gave him the $20?
Oh, to take. Well, I couldn't speak to him.
Go hand him $20.
So when you handed, did he make any sounds?
No, he reached into his bag and held out a sign that says, "I'm."
We already gave him money.
No, he didn't give him money.
Oh, all right.
We had to make a deal, but I couldn't make a deal.
Oh God! What about the people walking in the building seeing this? They have to be absolutely freaked out.
Let's kick in some money.
Some people go to a haunted house to be frightened. You just stop by Old Orchard here today.
You'll never get it.
Kick in a couple bucks. Let's see how.
I'm going to tell you.
For what? Why do we want to give him money to leave?
Yeah.
You finish him.
I think we're going to break here. Call local security and
give him. Go on, and give him this, would you?
Back to the grind.
Go on, and give him this.
I'm not going out there.
This is 590 the Fan.
You're listening to classic audio from The Morning Grind featuring Martin Kilcoin. He and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.